So why don't you come into a place of receptivity? Just let yourself leave behind the rest of the day, sort of flush the system, clear your channels, breathe in for a minute. Let yourself come back into your body, into your chair and your little spot on the floor, the present moment. At the end of this amazing, energizing weekend, and just let your awareness slowly come back into the now, into the area of your heart, your belly, this part of your body that's physical, in the chair, in the room. But more especially in the love that's been created before we got here this weekend, and that will continue out the door with you when you leave. The love of God, the love of Spirit that is always in us, with us, and around us.
Mm-hmm. Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Traditionally, in a meeting like this, the message in the channeling would be briefer than a full channeling and a teaching like yesterday. And that will be true today. We call it part two of soul communication. It is the shorter part, but a profound part. Yesterday was filled with instructions of how Spirit would communicate with you beyond Spirit, the other things on the planet which are non-linear, perhaps multidimensional and conceptual, which would communicate to you. We turned it around and talk to you instructionally about that which is you communicating to the others. And even mentioning, perhaps, who the others are. It's bigger than you think. There'll come a day when there will be acknowledgement that the planet is literally filled with life force that is invisible. And some of it is conscious. There would be a recategorization of things like the grid, and what it is to communicate with the crystalline or the magnetic or that which is Gaia itself. Because you communicate in a way that perhaps is not linear. You don't get messages. But it's still communication. And so all of that was yesterday, and there was a great deal to talk about. Today is more personal. You've come here today, a smaller group of you, more intense it is, to talk about how you can improve yourself, but it becomes something more. Really, you're talking about communication. Soul communication can also be and is you with you. Is it not true, dear ones, that the entire purpose of today's lesson was how to get in touch with the nonlinear parts of you? That is soul communication. Is it possible, can you even conceive it, that you are split into many parts? And part of balancing and becoming that which is the attribute of the masters is getting in touch with the parts of you which are sacred, that soul communication. And so everything we say from this point on applies to that as well. My partner today described what it might be like to build that bridge to your body intelligence, the innate in your cellular structure, which is nonlinear. That's part of the puzzle. It's not necessarily you talking to the higher self or you talking to God. If God is inside you, represented by these nonlinear aspects, which we call innate and higher self, indeed, this is soul communication. The puzzle is grander than you think. There's beauty in all of this. That's what I want to talk about. There's beauty. The system is benevolent and is ready to work. Did you hear that? It's ready to work. Let me take you back a bit. How many lifetimes have you slogged through with old energy? Slogged through. You pick yourself up and it knocks you back. You just get started and it kills you. You come back again and you're enlisted in a war and it kills you. You come back and you awaken. You become even shamanic and it kills you. How many lifetimes has it been where all you can do is hold your own, and survival is a word that means something else to the old soul? Survival in an old energy with high consciousness. This is ending, all of it. And the planet is not going to suddenly become higher in consciousness, dear ones. Instead, the systems around you, which know who you are going to start working closer with what you know. It becomes easier to survive. It becomes easier to believe what you believe. And to start to make a difference, it's going to be easier to balance. We've used the word over and over. Many times, those in esoteric belief systems go into certain categories because it's survival. It's easy for you to be a hermit, speaking even to my partner. If you don't have to show your light, it's easier. You understand what I'm saying, don't you? For when you open the door and the light spills out and everybody looks at you, what's wrong with this picture? Because in the past, it's meant your demise. So in this energy that is starting to develop on the planet, we've got some news. And the first thing we would love to give you are what we will call the rules of the Creator. We have rules. Now, we don't call them rules. It even gets more specific. We'll call them laws. They are not violatable, nor would we want to. Spirit is not like a human. There is not a consciousness that is linear, that has rules or laws. It's the best way we can tell you how things work. The laws of physics are absolutes, and they have to do with the operation or the process that you see in reality that matter then approves of. The laws of physics are not conscious laws being obeyed by a consciousness. They're the laws of physics. We have laws of spirituality when it comes to human beings. And let me tell you what they are. First of all, they are honoring, and they are beautiful, and they are benevolent. Would you expect anything else from the creative source? Would you? Here they are. We stand apart from you. We stand apart from you. Unless you ask us in. And I want to tell you that none of us like the laws. Because the majority of humanity in survival mode and old energy, the majority, don't let us in. Can you imagine your children suddenly becoming different and not recognizing you? Can you imagine them wandering around running into walls because they can't see? And you've got the only flashlight. And you love them. And they never call out for you because they don't know your name. They don't remember who you are. You birthed them. You care about them. Can you imagine that? That's our law. And when you open your hand and your heart, old soul, you have a lineage of Akashic remembrance. And when you begin to open the door that asks, is there more? You allow us in. That's the law. Now, it's not just us. And this is where it gets good. It has to do with what you have called the sensitivity of energy with a human being. You walk into a battlefield where the crystalline grid has remembered what happened. Now, this is changing, and we've told you. But you walk into that battlefield, and you feel it. And there'll be somebody with you who goes, what's wrong with you? And you'll go, don't you feel the energy? And they'll go, what's that? And you'll say, something happened here. Don't you feel it? And they'll say, no, I don't. And they'll look at you like perhaps you're pretending. You want attention. Or you're oversensitive. And you know better because you feel it. What is the difference between you and them? And the answer is this. You're letting it in, and they're blocking it. We're going to talk about blocks in a moment. Some of you will walk into the forest and will feel it talk to you. It'll surround you with its love, with its beauty. The trees are pushing out oxygen as a benevolent system of photosynthesis. Wasn't always there. Can you imagine a planet without it? You wouldn't live long. What a system. The plants give you oxygen. And you give them carbon dioxide. What a system. You look around. And science will say, well, it happened by accident. What a system. An accidental cooperation of nature and humanity. They know who you are. You walk into the forest and you feel it hug you. And somebody is next to you with a chainsaw. They don't care. They don't feel it. It's a resource. What's the difference between these two human beings? There's no judgment here. I'm just asking you, what do you think the difference is? You're letting it in. When you make the decision that it's okay to feel it, it'll be there. Most don't. They block it. The law, it will come to you with allowance. The moment you open, the door of allowance lets you begin to feel it. Those are the rules. It's not just us. There are a number of what we would call benevolent energies on this planet, represented by groups with names that you have given them, that cannot get through to you unless you allow it. That's their rule as well. It's the same as ours. And you're not going to hear from the Pleiadians or the Arcturians or the Sirians or the Hathors or those from Orion unless you open to that possibility. There could be more. Benevolent groups which represent your DNA essence, who know who you are and are here to help in so many different ways. The amount of help you have on this planet is staggering. And the majority of humanity will not allow it. Now that's where the old soul comes in. You're already tuned up. If you're hearing my voice, you're allowing it. Well, let me tell you what's going on, dear ones. There are various degrees of allowance. But all you have to do is open the door, and it begins. The energy of 2014 and beyond is going to start creating new paradigms on the planet, both for discovery, for awakening, for realization, for aha experiences, and they will not all be spiritual. Science will discover many things that will ask questions and open doors, and they won't be spiritual. But you know, they all lead in one direction. The discovery of new physics, of consciousness that has been hiding, premises that change the rules, rethinking the puzzle of reality, and eventually leading to even asking the question about soul communication. It's real. Doctor is operating on a patient. Chemically, he's out. Perhaps his heart has been removed and is pumping separately, and a machine is keeping him alive. But his life essence is hovering above the operating table, watching it all. And some have reported it and some have not, because they don't have the allowance of soul communication. There is so much here, and some of it is very provable. With time, and these things start opening up, you're going to have to give allowance to an entire set of new concepts about life. And one of them will be this: life is eternal. Separated from corporeal, consciousness is forever. When the earth starts to look at that and discover that, it will turn the corner of all spiritual belief. How far away is that? Far, far away. Don't worry about it. You'll be there. Don't worry about it. You'll be there. Don't put a time limit when you're going to be there. And the issues will be the same, except the next time you awaken, dear one, in this life, you're going to remember who you are. Much grander than you have this time. And it won't happen later in life. It'll happen right away. And we talk about blocks. We talk about filters. The main block to allowance, to you feeling this or believing it, is tradition, what you've been taught. What you have been taught holds an energy over you, where you have to rethink something that to you has been sacred and precious, because the authority, whatever that means to you, has taught it to you. Is it parents? Is it school? Is it teachers? Is it those you love and admire and adore? And when you do, you think that they have the absolute truth. It is not a judgment or a mistake to tell you they don't. They had the best they had with an old energy on this planet. They taught you the most that they knew. And here you are, learning something that's even newer. How do you get through that? The answer is this: you've got to suspend that which you have been taught and give allowance for something different. Some never get through that. They cannot. And it remains what we have called a block. Now, if you can get through some of it and not others, let us say, for instance, that what you have been taught fights with one or two aspects of the esoteric system that we have been describing the last 2 days, but you're open to others. Is that too difficult for you to believe? No. Your human psyche is compartmentalized. And so you may be wide open to one kind of thing, and yet another, you're still undecided. That is a filter. Now, how does a filter then change your life? What happens is it keeps you from seeing those aspects properly or in the truth that they are, but gives allowance to the other things. And so you might say it skews what you do and how you do it. I think it is best seen, dear ones, in healers, psychics, and channelers. Things they cannot do or will not do or cannot understand, things that they are good at, things they are bad at. That's the filter. A channeler, for instance, who will sit before you and you will feel that they have good and real information in certain areas, but other areas they don't. They will give you future messages. Messages about that which is your future. And then they won't happen. They will give you time and date and they won't happen. Now, what would you think about a channeler like that? You would think, well, maybe they're not channeling. What if I told you they were? But they've got a filter. And the filter is this: that they have been taught that the future is going to be filled with doom. And it's hard for them to shake that. So they'll give you channeling. But in the process, they will go out and look at the potentials of what's going to happen on this planet. And let me be clear, there are a lot of potentials. And there's weak ones and strong ones. The strongest one is that you are cleaning things up, the new energy is upon you, and you are headed toward a peaceful planet. That is the majority potential. That's why I'm here. I hope you get that clear. But it doesn't mean that there are no other potentials. There are some potentials that probably will not happen in a million years. They are old potentials, but they're still there. And the channeler will go and see them and never see the bigger picture because the filter is doom and gloom. And they will come back and give you doom and gloom. That's a filter. What's another filter? Well, now we're going to touch home. If I started asking you questions personally, I know you. Do you believe this is real? Yes, I do. Dear ones, do you believe you have an Akash that has multiple past lives? Yes, I do. That's pretty good. You're giving allowance, are you not? You're starting soul communication. Dear ones, are you ready to go to the next level? Yes, I am. And then you proceed. And the first thing that starts to happen is your pineal ramps up to give you wonderful intuitive thought, and the filter kicks in. And the filter is this: you don't deserve it. Why is it that humanity will look at a master's life and then, instead of listening to what the master taught them, they will somehow decide that in order to worship and honor the master, they have to emulate the suffering that the master went through? That's a filter. Do you see it? And so what you have built around the love of God is you must suffer. And that doesn't make any sense. It's a filter. Some of it right, some of it not. And you can tell. This is not judgment, dear ones. This is simply stating the way things work. Humanity looks at certain things without the structure or the knowledge or the wisdom, truly, of what it means, how to grasp it, or what to do with it. So the best thing I can give you to eliminate the filter is forget everything you were ever taught. Forget it and start over. And the first thing I want you to do is to sit there alone and ask the question, am I loved? And let us take your hand and go from there. Let's go to kindergarten and start with that one, dear old soul. And the blocks will start to disappear, and the intellect will get out of the way. In order to give you this message, my partner had to learn to cast off the filters. And they were strong. And the filters told him, this is not the way it could be. Scientifically, it doesn't make sense. In 3D, things don't work this way. You're pretending to channel filters. And slowly, they were removed. The biggest one, lack of self-worth. My partner says, if I open my mouth, I'm going to make a fool of myself. Well, he did. And he got over it. And it got better. And it got better. You know how we got to him? We got to him through his heart. And then he had to weigh the difference between his brain and his heart, and his heart won. And that is the invitation. Now you know the rules. We're there. You know the blocks. Tradition, past teaching, old energy thought. There is no judgment to what you didn't know based upon an old energy that never let you know it. How could we ever be in judgment at all of a human being for what you are and what you do? How could we ever blame you for not seeing light when you're in a dark room? This is not a message where we're telling you were wrong and now you're right. This is a message that say you were in the dark and now the light is being turned on. Old soul, this is what you do. You carry light. You may have to start over. Healer, you hearing this? I know who's here. You want to know why it's not working? I know who's here. Because the old energy had you doing things that you're not supposed to do now. Oh, you can continue it. It's not about shoulds, but we want you to do it with results. We want to double it, triple it. Listen to this and don't misinterpret it. You don't have to be poor to know God. Are you all right with that? You can earn a living and stand tall and say, I'm a healer, I'm a psychic, any of those things. And you can have an energy exchange, whether it's barter or whether it's legal tender for your services. And who told you you couldn't? Tradition. If it's spiritual, it's supposed to be free. Well, this is free, and for those who are listening to this for free, are you feeling the energy? Are you getting the message? Those who offer services can charge, just like any other services on this planet, and it's appropriate, and there's integrity in it. Let the messages be free. Let this energy be free. These are the instructions that I've even given to my partner to know the difference, what to charge for and what not to charge for. And I can give you this information because it's part of the new energy when we're talking practical things. And you need to know, to demystify. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to be poor. You can stand tall. Old soul, it's time to join the rest of this planet and be balanced. Let them see your balance. We've said that before. Eliminate these blocks, these filters, and these things which would stand in the way of our hand out to you. You take the hand of spirit, your higher self starts to talk to you. It's going to give you information that's going to give you extended life and health. You won't have to worry about survival. If you stop the blocks and open the filters. That's the message of today. But it's also the message of yesterday and tomorrow. Because there's so many of you who need to hear it many times. Now I know who is here. I know who listens and who reads and who watches. So I know the stubbornness of the human brain. So I'll say, if not this lifetime, the next. We're very patient. And so is the earth. There may be hiccups along the way, dear ones. There will be those of you who will think perhaps civilization is going backwards. Because when you recalibrate an entire earth and you recalibrate consciousness, there will be a lot of those who go into frustration because the old energy doesn't work anymore. And you're going to be splits. You're going to see splits in everything, even the new age. I've told you that. This message will not sit well with those who are invested in tradition. Given in love. This day, weigh it for what it is. See the truth in where it's going. And so it is.